Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. The mighty Billy Idol bringing us in, ladies and gentlemen. What I want to hear is a rebel yell worldwide against tyranny, against control freaks, against attempted oppressors. Welcome to this live worldwide transmission, May 3rd, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here, Lord willing, the next 2 hours. I say this pretty much every show now at the beginning because all I do is just go with the truth and what I'm thinking. Every show, by the time we have a new broadcast, the news is just heavier, more hardcore, more over the top, more serious, more legendary, more epic than I even feel worthy to be here covering. I just have brainstorm after brainstorm with all the different angles and all the things that I'm experiencing tracking the news, but also personally witnessing out in the public. I was downtown visiting a friend, having dinner in their high rise, and I heard chanting out in the street, and there was probably 150 mainly communists with red flags and hammers and sickles marching. I went down and got some video of it, and that video is up on Infowars.com. And that caused an explosion of thoughts and connections. And then I went with some friends to Barton Springs last night at about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night to swim. And not once, but twice, had black people come up to me and threaten me. Just for no reason. I'm just sitting there on the grass, not even talking, with the basically full moon out, watching bats fly around and drink water. They fly over and take a scoop. And the first time it happened, I said, that's unbelievable. It shows the manipulation, the racial division of what the Democratic Party has done and engineered. And then we were leaving, and I said, watch, I think it's going to happen again. And sure enough, the racial comments were made, and the teeth were bared, and I wasn't afraid. I was just like, man, am I going to have to beat up some 20-something-year-olds? I sure hope I still got what it takes. But I didn't even hate them. It was just so screwed up. This country is so screwed up. There's communist parades, and I can't go to Barton Springs. In America. It's unbelievable. There's a mainstream news article admitting that George Soros is pushing to raise middle-class taxes, but he himself is exempt and got Bush to sign legislation to do it. That's in the street. I got a New York Times article where rules change on IRS seizures too late for some, where they just take innocent people's bank accounts, no judge, no jury. They're not changing the rules. They're just saying that. It's still up to their interpretation. We got some good news. This is why I say it's over the top today. Sometimes I'm so close to a problem that I don't realize when we're having a massive effect. There's another huge sign of major political fundamental realignment that's happened. That's Ted Cruz. That's Governor Abbott and others coming out and saying they're concerned about Jade Helm. And saying it's because we can't trust the federal government. Which is true. The federal government's not even there. It's been seized. I had not one but two people come up to me yesterday. One at Chewy's Mexican food restaurant after Barton Springs. and another on the street who don't even really listen routinely asking me if I heard about Jade Helm and the planned invasion takeover, and I had to correct them that it's not a takeover.
Hey. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're here broadcasting worldwide. 6 days a week, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Thank you for joining us today on over 100 affiliates to pick up the Sunday show. And, of course, everyone watching at Infowars.com on the video streams and on the free podcast and audio streams as well. Please never forget, the system is trying to restrict us, censor us, shut us up on every front. And that's because we're having an effect. We're growing very fast. We're at the very tip of the spear. And before I get to any of the epic news we're going to be breaking down today, Alexa.com, an Amazon.com company, until about 6 months ago, and WorldNet Daily wrote about this a few months ago, was extremely accurate because we have Google Analytics, we have our internal server logs, and we found that Alexa was right online with true traffic to our websites. They delisted libertarian and conservative sites artificially 6 months ago. And if you go to Alexa.com and type in Infowars.com, you see our traffic plunge by 60% 6 months ago. You enter DrudgeReport.com, you see it plunge by 60% or more, 80%. You type in WorldNet Daily, same deal, Daily Caller. You type in MSNBC, CNN, it's the opposite. And here's the difference. We subscribe to the full Google panel, and we're able to look at the basic analytics of CNN, of MSNBC. It's an inverse. They're plunging, we're exploding, but the ratings have been inverted. So I'm going to call Watson tonight, and I want to go back to the WorldNet Daily article that wrote about this a few months ago. We had some of the reporters on about it. They noticed it. But here's the good news. Our sponsors, this is meant to hurt our sponsors. This is the ratings. It's like gaming Arbitron or Nielsen, something that have both been caught for establishment shows. For MSNBC, CNN, they've been caught over and over again with fake ratings. They pay for them. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We have medium-sized American companies, Patriot companies, folks like that, construction companies, mining companies, independent, you know, water filter companies. They don't go off Alexa ratings. They go off results. So as your revenue implodes, as the mainstream media dies, and as you desperately try to game the ratings, and it's not just with Alexa, it's across the board. The dirty tricks are exponentially going off the chart right now. I mean, they're coming after us, and it's not working. If you're a TV viewer watching the streams at Infowars.com or on some TV and cable systems around the country that carry it, you could just see those graphs. The guys just lifetime went there. 6 months ago, in one day, all of our ratings plunged 60 to 80%. Total fraud. It is fraud. And it doesn't hurt us. That's why you're discredited. because you game everything. Look at that. You go back to October of last year, so 6 or 7 months ago, and on the same day, Drudge, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, every libertarian viral site. But here's what's crazy. I'm going to give Google screenshots, our internal logs, tomorrow to Watson, so he can show our internal logs where we're exploding. So in reality, we've won the boxing match. In reality, we won the Daytona 500 or 400 or whatever it is. In reality, we're dominating. They're imploding. And they just go cook the books. You have to understand that this is an organized operation. And the good news is it's not working. The bad news is they're going to keep trying. So we need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to not take this broadcast for granted, because they're coming after us. And do you know why they're coming after us? Whether it's drones or the billions of bullets or the emergency FEMA camps or the preparations to attack the Tea Party and veterans or the veterans' secret death list and don't treat list or the border being wide open and the Border Patrol completing the smuggling process, in their words to us, and then telling us where to go to show where they're ordered to load the illegals on and pay for their vouchers. We're breaking mega massive news every week that becomes national and international top stories. Infowars.com 5 weeks ago broke Jade Helm. Hundreds of articles a day, sometimes over 500. On average, over 200. Every television system, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, all of them last week attacked yours truly by name and lied about me and said that I said that martial law was coming this summer and that Obama was going to invade Texas with Jade Helm. And they put the hoax out now, and people are coming up to me on the street saying, is it true martial law is coming? Have you heard about this? They don't even know that where the story came from. They're asking me, is it true? And I'm saying, no, it's incremental. They're not going to take over this summer. Probably. You never say completely, but it's part of acclimating and conditioning. Remember, Joe Biggs walks in and goes, look at this Pentagon document, Jade Helm. We go to army.mil, show folks is on their website. It's just something we cover on the show. Drudge picks it up. It goes viral. They come out and say it's not a real document at first. Then they say, okay, it is real. Then they get caught in all these lies. Now Ted Cruz, Governor Greg Abbott, they're coming out saying the feds have lost the people's trust. We're concerned about this. Then they have all the usual neocons come out, like former Lieutenant Governors, people woke up to him, David Dewhurst, and go, these people putting this out hate our military and want to blame our troops and say they're criminals. How dare them? I'm going to read the quotes coming up. We never said that. The military's who we get all this from. 90% of the time or more, do you know where I get all this news? Where they're saying the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military and the Tea Party are terrorists and the military's got to fight them and George Washington's bad and Christians are bad. Do you know why we break almost all this news? And the government knows this. The occupational government makes them sick because they're illegitimate criminals. The U.S. Army, number one. Then the Marines. Then the Air Force. Then the Navy. Then the Coast Guard. They can't stand the fact that the military's full of patriots. Why do you think they list them as the number one enemy? Because they know that they're awake. They know about the transformation. They know they're being trained for treasonous operations. And so now they come out in, no exaggeration, 360-plus articles on Thursday, 200-plus on Friday, 100-and-something yesterday, 100-plus today. You can go to Google, type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, click read all, and it'll show you how many articles that day in the first block, and then the days below it. Thousands of articles a week saying lies about me. They are killing my name right now. But here's the good news for you. It doesn't matter what happens to me. The message will be transmitted. Because the truth goes out there regardless what you do to an individual. You understand that? And then it's backfiring because people then come to InfoWars.com and they actually hear what I have to say. And by the way, if you go to Alexa to see where they've lowered our ratings by 80%, Drudge's by 60%, you'll notice that even though they've lowered it artificially with a new algorithm, we're going up because we're exploding. In the real graphs, it's like this. It's going, you know, up at a 90-degree angle.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or talk.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into all the incredibly important news, but Buckley was actually able to run into Google Analytics and just show the ratings just on one of our free video streams on InfoWars.com in just the last couple weeks. And you can see a tripling, if they give me a document cam shot, a tripling in those numbers just in the last 2 weeks right there from InfoWars.com/show. And we're going to make a big deal out of this, because if you just search Nielsen caught in fraud for cable news, you'll find them doing it for MSNBC and CNN over and over again over the years. And the same thing with radio ratings. And we saw immediately this start with ad agencies and with Alexa 6 months ago with us. So just so everybody knows, the gun kicks as hard as it shoots. All you guys pulling this, A, it didn't do anything to us except show us that you're dropping the hammer or trying to, and B, it's just going to discredit you, because I'm going to ferret in, I'm going to show it all. So you want to be discredited? Alexa, others, we're coming after you. WorldNet Daily already wrote one a few months ago about it, and I'm just too busy to stay focused on it, but man, it is intensifying, and that's because it scares them that this show has, the Sunday show, a couple million terrestrial listeners, millions on other platforms, YouTube, 600,000 podcasters or more, stuff like that. 100,000 people watching on the streams, hundreds of thousands listening on the audio streams. It freaks them out. 3 million listening conservatively, weekdays. 20 million one way or another every week. So you'll just, kind of like Hitler in the bunker, would fire generals that didn't bring him fake reports that he was winning, when the Russians were a mile away from his lair. There it is. MSNBC ratings cratered to all-time lows. Fox News tops Q1, CNN up. Yeah, that's Deadline Live. That's new. Click web. Click Nielsen caught in fake ratings. It comes out perennially. Every year, there's an article, and they do it for the, quote, liberal channels, the Jacobin channels. And coming up, I said I'd do this Friday. I didn't. I'm going to document at the start of the next hour the history of May Day and the French Revolution and the birth of modern, quote, left-hand path liberalism. And the left-hand path, if you search it in Encyclopedia Britannica, it means Satanism. I'm going to read from Encyclopedia Britannica and from mainline sources. The French Revolution on record was a Luciferian event. And I'm going to read to you from the encyclopedia and from the dictionary where all this stuff comes from. These people are not liberals in the Renaissance sense that started 500 years ago. They were criminals trying to hijack the Renaissance 250 years ago. They tried to hijack our revolution. It didn't work. So there's a battle over these ideas, and our ideas are popular and are transcending in the free market of ideas the fascist left. That's what they are. But they use socialism to control the grassroots, exempt the ultra-rich from taxes, and have a fascist system above it. And the dumbed-down left always goes, socialism and fascism fight with each other. Hitler and the Soviets fought with each other. That's just two different crime syndicates fighting. National socialist is what Nazi comes from. And yes, Hitler was a fascist, a corporatist. But he used socialism to get into power. So we're going to break all of this down today. Now, We have huge news on the situation in Baltimore. 96% of the national poll are bracing for a summer of race riots. That's in the Wall Street Journal. We're going to give you the rest of the story because I'll tell you, the more I call for not rioting with police, the more I call for not killing the police, the more I call for unity, the more the establishment attacks me and the trolls. So we're going to break down the big secret that folks don't want people to know about coming up in the next segment. Guys, will you print me in the Washington Times on Soros giving $33 million to get riots going in Ferguson? I want to cover that one exhibit, but it goes beyond that. And then I'll tie it into the same game plan they've been running since the 1770s in Europe. And George Washington wrote letters about this. In fact, print me the George Washington Illuminati letters. Go to Library of Congress. Best way is just type in George Washington, letters on Illuminati, click images, and you can just print them that way. These are scans of his letters saying they're trying to hijack our legitimate enlightened revolution of the Renaissance. They're very dangerous. We need to defeat them. And that's why we were able to stop them. So that's all coming up. I mean, it's the same fight, the same blueprint. We're up against it today. History just repeats itself. We know the plan. We know the enemy. We know their strategy. We know how to beat them. That's why they're coming after us, because we recognize them. We see them. It's the allegory as they live. We got the sunglasses that can see. Now, we've had a moment of the political realignment happening right now that's got the establishment so scared, with Congress with a 7-9% approval rating, depending on which poll, where you have a moment in the Republican Party with the Tea Party taking it over to a great extent that scares the establishment and the John Boehners. And you've got them out saying Jade Helms, no big deal, and the usual suspects like former Lieutenant Governor and CIA operative Dewhurst, you know, saying we hate the troops and all this disinfo, and we say there's going to be martial law. But Dewhurst says it's coming into vogue now to be against the military on the streets like it was in the 60s. See, he's scared. Because what if the Tea Party gets in the Bill of Rights and Constitution? And he's implying we're a bunch of hippies hating the military. No, we're not. We're against the globalists running it, openly training them to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. And what scares him is all over talk radio, people are getting this. And town halls are getting filled up all over Texas and Utah saying no, and they're canceling. That we put in those articles, I forgot. Jade Helm operations all over the U.S. right now. Because people are getting it. And as Ted Cruz said, they don't trust the federal government anymore. And Bloomberg has attacked him. Ted Cruz on Jade Helm. David Weigel did this report for YouTube. It was picked up by Bloomberg. Ted Cruz says he's asked the Pentagon for answers on Jade Helm. We're going to play a clip of this, come back and break it down. And then we're going to get into media disinformation, creating straw men about what we're really saying about Jade Helm. But let's go ahead and play these incisive words, powerful words, by Ted Cruz.
Well, I have a great deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a longtime friend and mentor of mine. You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm. It's a question I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear when you see a federal government that is attacking our free speech rights or religious liberty rights or Second Amendment rights. That produces distrust as to government. Now, my office, we've reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We're assured that it is a military training exercise. And I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration, the natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust what it's saying.
What an admission now. This is so important. This is so powerful. And it's really got the system shook up because they can't control the narrative anymore. We're going to break down their lies, their fraud, their deception when we come back.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm disturbing what they're doing in their own place. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw, he died.
In modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to slow down as best I can and break this down. I've been on air 20 years. More than 20 years now. We've gone into our 21st year. And I have never been involved in a story that has gone as viral and been sustained like we've seen the last 5 weeks with Jade Helm. The video where we covered it, of the radio show, where we simply showed the document from where it came from, Army.mil, listing Texas and Utah and Southern California as hostile, saying that they would infiltrate and commit suspicious simulated crimes, they would be out in public. Then we showed all the manuals where they admitted that it was for domestic tea party and for gun confiscation preparation. Then we got footage from drills already starting around the country where they admit it's for the American people and for the tea party, and footage of police saying they're being given MRAPs for the veterans and the tea party and gun owners. Folks are educated. We talk to 20 million people a week. More than half of them in the U.S. And I'm not the only talk show host covering this. There's hundreds of others discussing it. And local talk show host with the number one radio show in Austin in the morning, Sergeant Sham, former sergeant in the Austin Police Department, a radio host for 25 years, first part-time, then full-time about 15 years ago, he's been on air saying this is conditioning for martial law and a takeover. And then I tuned into another show. They're saying the same thing. And I guess Alex Jones was right. There's been an awakening. The military's awake. They're the ones feeding us the intel. Where do you think all this comes from? That makes the system so angry. But I got news for the system. You can cook our ratings down. You can demonize me. You can set me up. You can kill me. Whatever. The signal already got sent. Paul Revere already made his ride. And I'm not the only Paul Revere here. I'm one part of a larger unit working together, and that's a good thing. But of all those puzzle pieces that make the modern Paul Revere, I'm one of the biggest, along with Ron Paul. And let me tell you, when you realize you're the second or third largest piece of the puzzle in resistance, it is crushingly humbling. But I want my crew and our audience to realize the incredible success we've had, and to thank God for it. And so many of our atheist and agnostic listeners who are upset about tyranny as well, a lot of them, get so upset when I have an appeal to heaven. Listen, when you're facing down the globalist, and you've been through what I've been through, and I don't talk a lot about it, call it psychological, whatever, but I believe in God. I need God. I couldn't do this without God. I do this because I believe in humanity. I go through the fear, the peer pressure, the demonization, all of it. I mean, have you ever been attacked by 600 newspapers in one day? You ever been attacked by every nightly news channel in the country? You ever been attacked by Nightline? You ever been attacked by HBO? You ever been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center? You ever been attacked by the ADL? You ever been physically attacked? You ever had folks call up and tell you what was just going on in your backyard 30 seconds ago and threaten to cut your head off or go after your family? You ever done that? Because until you've walked in my shoes, you don't know. And I'm not here shooting my mouth off. I'm just saying I know how real all this is. And my sincerity and my documentation has reached out to fellow Americans and people planetary-wide. And it's got the system scared. And I want people to understand something. What's happening is huge. It's big. And it really hit me this weekend when I searched one way and found hundreds of articles. I searched another and found hundreds more, that it was worse than I thought. It's like 500 articles a day attacking us. It's hundreds of local TV stations around the country lying about what we have to say and what we have to do. We did a test. Amber Downing of KVUE, that's, what is that, ABC here in Austin. As you can say, it's probably the top news station in Austin, TV. Sent us a questionnaire a few days ago. And I said, David, you can't respond to the hundreds of requests. I said, respond to this one as a test. We're going to do a report on this tomorrow. He sent her detailed answers. And she didn't put any of it in her report. And you read this, what he responded. He basically wrote her an article. Took him hours. With total documentation. Not a word of it's in her article. We have a transcript of the piece. Jade Elm, 15 Exercise, Sparks Fear and Backlash. And it's not one of the worst hit pieces, but it's got the former lieutenant governor saying we hate the military in it. Just classic playbook crap. And listen, you want to be dishonored, go ahead and be part of it. I'm not selling my country out or freedom to foreign corporations that have hijacked the country. I'm just not a Benedict Arnold, and I'm not intimidated by anything you're doing, so just go ahead and make your move. My soul feels so good lined up for justice. And it makes my flesh feel pathetic. The weak parts of me just rile around in fear over all this stuff, but my soul is strong as a North Star. And my soul and my gut is what's in control, not my flesh. And I feel sorry for all you people that are swayed by threats or monetary gain or whatever it is, or so-called status. Status in the kingdom of evil? Who wants that? Man, I want to be the opposite of that. Everything that follows the New World Order is dishonor and poverty. It's pathetic. So thank God that I'm not with you. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not with these people. Thank you for all my sins and all my wickedness. Thank you. It's just amazing to see their lies. I think I want to go over this if we have time. He answered every one of her questions with precision, over the whole history of it, and they just, you know. Who wants the truth? Who wants it all given to them? We're going to go to break. I mean, just look at these headlines. There are literally hundreds of these a day. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from Special Forces troops. San Antonio Express News. He just said, I'm going to monitor it, as any state should do, and make sure civil liberties are followed. They lie about it and claim he thinks an invasion's happening. Jade Helm, his exercise sparks fear and backlash. Texas governor surrenders to conspiracy nuts. The Daily Beast, that's Newsweek. I mean, this is how they prey on their audience, lying to them. But you know what? Your audience is going to come find out what we really said, and that's why your ratings are plunging and ours are exploding. So you got to cook the books, losers. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Beowulf.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The globalist engineers believe that their fraud, their manipulation, their deception will trump humanity. They believe they've developed a scientific tyranny that's unstoppable. We're going to put that to the test. What we're witnessing is a global corporate government taking over. the TSA on the streets, the NSA spying, the IRS taking people's property without even a judge or jury and no proof. It's all admitted. The IRS persecuting veterans and the Tea Party and gun owner groups. Veterans by the hundreds of thousands every few months having their guns taken. No judge, no jury. Secret death list. Secret no treat list. I mean, it's all over the top. Obamacare, doubling, tripling prices, death panels. And the White House saying, no one wants your guns, no one wants your guns, as they try to ban them. And the White House, outside of law, just shuts down power plants, opens the borders, funds Al-Qaeda, changes its name to ISIS, claims they're fighting them, gives them airlifts of weapons. We're in a tyranny. And there's this modern false instinct to lie down and go along with it and just care about yourself. When everybody does that, there's nobody there to look out for anybody, and the whole society falls. Jade Helm is not martial law coming this summer, the drill going on in now 10 states. It's just further implementation of a slow conversion from a free republic to a tyranny. It's in the Bill of Rights not to have troops on the streets. It's in the Bill of Rights not to have federal police. It's in the Bill of Rights not to be going down the exact road we're on. The road we're on is the one that Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, North Korea, Caesar-based Roman systems with kings. It's the inverse of Magna Carta, the inverse of the Declaration of Independence, the flip side of freedom, the flip side of due process, the flip side of prosperity, the flip side of Renaissance. It's the ultimate triumph of what was launched in the 1770s in Germany and France, a tyrannical move to hijack a revolutionary movement against corrupt government and corrupt churches. Then hijacked by people far worse. And we face a 200-plus year plan to take over the planet that is now building towards fruition. I'll break it down next hour. But if you simply go to Google and type in Jade Helm, you get thousands of articles. You type in, click news, you type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, you get hundreds a day, every TV station, you name it. How big is that? Why are they attacking? Because they know the citizens in every town where this is happening are saying no. They know the governor came out and said, yeah, this is out of control. We're going to deploy the State Guard to monitor what happens. And they spin it. Oh, you're against the military. Oh, you think a takeover is happening. Obama's already shut down more than 100 power plants in Texas alone in 7 years, almost doubling the average energy price. You notice your energy bill went up? Abbott's suing him trying to stop that when he was attorney general. Abbott knows they're trying to shut down Texas gun laws outside of law. He knows they've dissolved the border. He knows, and that's what Senator Ted Cruz, a protege of the governor, who I happen to know people that know him well, he's aware of what's going on. I'm going to leave it at that. The Dallas Morning News has written 5 articles that I've seen that were in the front page of their Metro section attacking his connection to me. In simply that the governor put a tweet out and a statement saying, we'll monitor it. That's what states do, is monitor the feds, and the feds monitor the states. That's federalism. But they want to misconstrue it that we're saying this is the hammer dropping, so when it doesn't drop, oh, look, we're discredited. This is the fraud they engage in against the people. I mean, look at the San Antonio Express News. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from Special Forces troops. That's meant to manipulate the conservative population, veteran population, when this whole thing's targeting veterans. The military's training to take on veterans. Just type in, military trains to take on veterans, military trains to take on Tea Party, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, I mean, hundreds of articles where they admit it and say it's a good thing. But then, when we're fighting against that, they come out and say they hate our military. Let me read you a quote of that. Let me find it. That's out of a local ABC affiliate. We've even got our email to her days before. She goes, I don't want to interview you. I just want you to answer my questions. And she's got questions in here. So, you think they're invading, or how are they going to take over? Do we take up arms? We're like, no, we're saying it's an incremental conditioning. It's meant to acclimate the public to accept this. Jade Helm 15 exercise sparks fear and backlash. May 1st, May Day. Former Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who folks woke up to and threw out, wrote an editorial for the morning news supporting the military saying, oh, she supported the military, see? Oh, we weren't. Unfortunately, some Texans have projected their legitimate concerns about the competence and trustworthiness of President Obama onto these noble warriors. This must stop. As a veteran of the Vietnam era and a CIA operative that was involved with Klaus Barbie in Latin America, I remember too well a climate where troops who had bravely served were met with insults and derision when they came home. Oh, we're spitting on them. No, we're showing you the manuals where the military is trying to take on veterans. That's what Jade Helm targets. And you turn it around and say we're saying it. You sicko. They were being insults and derision when they came home. It's taken our country decades to change that. And a small but vocal, oh really small, the ones that threw you out of office, of Texans who would call themselves patriotic are on the verge of ushering that mindset back into vogue. I am furious at the thought, and every right-minded Texan should be as well. There you go. And I guess Governor Abbott, he hates the military too, right? See, if you don't accept military on the streets like Katrina taking guns, if you don't say, don't give those orders, Bush, don't give those orders, Obama, you accept what the commander-in-chief does as a citizen, no matter how illegal it is, or you hate the military, even when the training is for the military. Headline, how the Pentagon would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Pentagon sees returning vets as number one terror threat. What a load of bull. Headline, founding fathers not welcome in today's military. You're the traitors. You're the foreign government. You're the occupiers. You're the Vichy French. You're the traitors. We see you. We know you. We understand you. And we're willing to speak out. There's Forbes, how the military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. You can read that also in Time Magazine. The exact same type headlines. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from special forces. Oh, yes. Oh, look at this. Look at this headline. This is just a smattering. Texas Gov surrenders to conspiracy nuts. And then they don't ever counter anything we actually said because God forbid you actually come and hear what we're saying. They just lie. Alex Jones thinks the military is coming to kill you this summer. So they can all write articles at the end of it in September and go, none of it happened in July or August, like Jones said, never showing what I actually said. This is their deception, their fraud. Now, coming up, I'm going to give you who's behind this, exactly who's running this show, and then I'm going to get into this email from Amber Downing, one of hundreds of TV stations, hundreds, attacking us by name. And then you've got her report. I just read you some of the transcript from. We answer her question, her 8 questions. And then we've got 4 main questions, and we've got her response. Is this something people should be taking action or protecting themselves from, or simply to monitor? This is a very leading question. We never said this is a takeover and people should be violent. We've said it should be monitored and people should be politically aware of what the real purpose is. Does Governor Abbott's promise to have Texas State Guard monitor the training exercise mind you? Why not? The state should always monitor federal activities. That's the federal system. I mean, this is the type of stuff they ask us. And then they never put what we actually say. They just make stuff up. Because they're a joke, and that's why mainstream media is dying. Now, before we end this segment, we're listener-supported, spread the word about the broadcast. The sale ends tonight at midnight on a bunch of the high-quality nutraceuticals, colloidal silver, Supermel Vitality, Oxy Powder to flush your guts out, just incredible revolutionary stuff that supports the broadcast. 50% off, free shipping, free bottles of just amazing chelating detoxers, the fluoride shield, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But most importantly, your prayers are key. Thank you all for your support. Second hour coming up.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.